BYD's luxury brand, Denza, previewed what it calls the world's longest pure electric driving range vehicle this weekend as US automakers fall further behind in the global EV race. In posts on Chinese social media, Denza said the new Z9 GT can travel up to 1,036 kilometers, that's 644 miles, on a single charge under China's CLTC testing standard. That's roughly a 64% increase over the current Z9 GT, which can reach up to 630 kilometers, or 391 miles. The long-range Z9 GT is set to debut on March 5th at a BYD event, according to Electrek, and that might not even be the ceiling for too long. A regulatory filing last month revealed that an upcoming standard Z9 sedan could offer an even higher range, up to 1,068 kilometers, or 664 miles. So how do American EVs stack up? Tesla's Model S is rated for up to 405 miles based on EPA estimates. Chevrolet Silverado EV can reach 478 miles, and the Lucid Air Grand Touring tops out at 512 miles. While the price of the new Denza Z9 GT hasn't been announced, the current model starts at $354,800. That's about $51,500, tens of thousands less than comparable American EVs, which all start at least $90,000. This is just the latest example of American automakers losing ground in the EV race. Now, the US industry faces a major dilemma. They can either invest more in electric vehicles that many Americans still aren't fully embracing, or risk falling even further behind China. The problem has only grown after President Donald Trump canceled federal EV subsidies. Ford CEO Jim Farley said last year that the rollback of these subsidies could cut demand for EVs in half. In response, several US automakers have delayed or canceled their previous EV plans, quietly shifting that money back into internal combustion vehicles. Ford itself said late last year that it was canceling production of an all-electric version of its iconic F-150 pickup truck, and scrapped plans for a new electric van, shifting its focus to more affordable and hybrid options. It doesn't help that most Americans are not yet interested in EVs. A survey by Deloitte found that only 7% of Americans want their next car to be electric. Respondents said their top concerns were driving range, charging time, and premium prices. Sales of EVs in the US already dropped last year. Tesla, which dominates the US market, reported that deliveries for 2025 fell 9% to 1,636,129 vehicles. Meanwhile, BYD overtook Tesla as the world's largest EV seller, delivering 2.26 million electric vehicles in 2025, up 28% from 2024. While the US has kept Chinese EVs largely out of its market with a 100% tariff, they are set to start making their way into North America soon. Canada recently announced a new strategic partnership with China, partly in response to aggressive trade policies from Washington. The deal would allow up to 49,000 Chinese-made EVs into the Canadian market. If things stay the same, the US auto industry could see itself ceding even more ground to China in the coming decades. It's not impossible that in 10 years we wake up and see that we actually don't have a domestic industry, in the sense of something that does significant research and development. That warning comes from Susan Helper, a professor at Case Western Reserve University, and former chief economist at the Commerce Department under President Barack Obama.